At the top of the news this Monday evening, people of faith can and must denounce violence in the name of God and work together for the construction of a peaceful world. That was Pope Benedict XVI's message yesterday to over 200 religious representatives gathered in the city of Naples for an international peace forum organized by the San Egidio community. After yesterday's celebrations and opening ceremony, the delegates got down to work today, discussing concrete measures on how religions can help to eradicate violence and foster peace. Philippa Hitchin is in Naples following events and joins us now live on the line. Good evening, Philippa.
Hello, Vanessa.
Now, Philippa, one of the themes being discussed is dialogue with the Muslim world. The president of the Vatican's Council for Interreligious Dialogue addressed that issue this morning. What did he have to say, particularly in the wake of the recent letter by Muslim scholars, A Common Word?
Yes, that's right, Vanessa. Cardinal Jean-Louis Touron was chairing a panel on religions together in dialogue, and he talked about the meaning of this interfaith dialogue. It's much more than just a conversation, he said. It's much more than just negotiation as well. It's really a pilgrimage, a lengthy process of getting to know each other. It does bring with it, he said, risks and challenges, as we have to ask very deep questions about our own faith and that of the other person. And yet, paradoxically, he said, we're really condemned to dialogue because it's the only alternative to confrontation. And so this meeting here in Naples, he said, is essential in the work of developing this dialogue for peace. He wasn't the only Vatican official talking about these kind of issues. Another person who spoke about the essential work of bringing together the more moderate voices within the different religions was Cardinal Walter Kasper, head of the Pontifical Council for the Promotion of Christian Unity. He told me what else religious leaders should be doing to make this voice of moderation heard over the more voices, over the more extremist voice.
First of all, we have to show that we are not a minority, that the majority, and I think of all three monotheistic religions, they want peace. They are the extremists, they are not the majority, they are minority. And the most important thing is to say, do not have fear from each other. I think fear is the worst answer to the situation we have. And we have to support these moderate Muslims we heard also today. Not to say they are a minority. I think they speak for the majority of their people, and to have dialogue with them and to marginalize the extremists.